what comes out of us is determined by what's already in us. Sirach, Jesus, both say it with using different little parables here, but according to them both, the words that we speak and the actions that we do all flow out of the character that we, people who we already are. Who I am is the origin. Thorn bushes will never bear grapes. All that they have inside them is thorns, and that's what they make. Grapevines, grapes, that's what they have, that's what comes out of them because that's what is the plan from within them. We, however, as human beings, can choose to act differently than what is naturally within us. So, it's called acting, pretending, it's called lying, it's called lots of stuff. But I can say something I don't mean, I can do something I normally wouldn't do, in either direction. I can do something good that I otherwise wouldn't want to do or wouldn't naturally do with a great effort. I could also do something I might be prompted to do that otherwise I wouldn't normally do. I can be a hypocrite. Again, in either direction. But eventually we all, to deal with that existence of our character, what is it that I actually am? What would I normally naturally want to do? And is there a way to change it? According to Sirach and Jesus here, the thorn bushes produce thorns and there's no changing it. But we are different. Our character can be affected, can be changed by our actions. It's hard, but the more that we do difficult things that are good, even if they don't at that point flow from our character, eventually they can. We can change, we can grow, we can become more holy. Lent is starting this week, of course, and this is often a time that we do these spiritual exercises, which we do because we're looking for a change. We're looking for something, and people do this the same thing at, you know, at New Year's, of course, with their New Year's resolutions. But that's got this whole character about them where they're like, and you give up on them the second day, right? Or the second week. We at least start these hoping for some long-lasting, substantial change in us. And even though they're in Lent, yeah, we know there's an end point on it when we do these exercises. We do it until Easter. It doesn't matter whether there's an end point on it or not, it will have its own effects afterwards, continually. I was talking with someone just the other day who said, last year I started doing a little bit of spiritual reading each day during Lent, and I got so used to it that I just kept on doing it. But if you don't make that first effort, there's no potential that it can grow into something else. Think of this also with somebody, with the people who are part of like Alcoholics Anonymous or other Drug Addicts Anonymous programs. They want something different. They want something different than what they're already habitually doing. And there's a real ability to change with the community, with a little bit of self-discipline, with the help of a sponsor, with God's help, of course, step one. But they have seen the change in other people and know that the change is possible even for themselves. They know that their own character, even if they can't escape the reality that there will always be that temptation there to whatever addictive or action they have to deal with, that there's always, they know that there's always going to be some sort of temptation to that, but they can move themselves very, very far beyond that, to the point that their character has changed and they've become accustomed to doing something different. And so now, instead of the thorns, the grapes flow out of them. My favorite of all of these that come out of both Sirach and Jesus' mouths today is the one that Sirach says, when he says, let me read it exactly because I wrote it down. The fruit of the tree shows the care it has had. That itself reminds us that not all of the responsibility falls to the fruit tree. May bear good fruit, may bear bad fruit, might not bear fruit at all. If the season's bad, if the weather's bad, if the farmer forgets to do what he's supposed to do or neglects his responsibility to his plants, it's not all the trees. So too with us. How many children are the way they are because of their parents? To some degree, all of them, all of us. We are who we are partly because of our parents. There's more to it than that, but But we are formed by our parents. We all need to be who we are because of our Father in heaven. He's got to be allowed to parent us, to cause those things to grow and change in us that he knows he put in there, but just aren't bearing fruit yet. So as we start on Lent, and we start doing these spiritual exercises, fasting and the almsgiving and the prayer, different things we've taken on ourselves or maybe we're avoiding maybe we're giving something up. The ultimate goal through any of these exercises is to let our Father in heaven grow those things out of us that he knows he's put there, and to become better and holier people because of that, so that we can become the type of tree that bears even better fruit.